You are listening to the Women's Health Practitioner Podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Wilson, naturopathic doctor, business owner, and practice mentor. And I am on a mission to change how women access healthcare and to change the lives and businesses of the practitioners who are delivering that healthcare. On the Women's Health Practitioner Podcast, we are going to dive into the latest evidence that you need to know to provide your patients with the highest standard protocols. We are also going to talk about business principles, mindset challenges, and all of the things that are holding you back from giving yourself and your patients the best possible experience. I cannot wait to dive into the behind the scenes of how I support and educate both my patients and practitioners and bring you the latest and greatest in things that you need to know to thrive and to help your patients to do the same. Sit back, relax, enjoy the listen, and I cannot wait to hear from you in the reviews and also on Instagram. All right, everyone. Hello. We're back. I always come back on this podcast and record things when it's important. And so endo month and talking about autophagy are two things that I have become super passionate about. And thus I am bringing them onto the podcast for the next couple of weeks. So today, though, we are going to start with talking about the fasting mimicking diet. I have talked to a lot of you guys about this online over the last 18 months or so as I've played with Prolon, which is a kit form, and the fasting mimicking diet in food form. And categorically lately, people are coming back to podcasts because when I put up online, how do you want to learn more? It's always podcasts. People are, I think, we're all getting the social short clip overwhelm and people are like, I want to go deep. I want to understand this. So today, Morgan Knoll and I are going to dive into talking about FMD, our personal experiences, how we're using it with our patients and clients, and why we decided to roll out a program to you guys to help you to facilitate this in your practices. Because well, we're obsessed. We met after Morgan did a Designs for Health talk. And so, and also Gary was like, you guys be best friends. I'm like, okay, why not? So from that standpoint, we just dove in and shared this massive passion for this area and decided to do this together. Because I definitely don't do macros. I don't calculate anything. But people really want a whole food-based way to do the fasting mimicking diet. And that's what Morgan brings. So Morgan, before I talk too much, intro your damn self.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on the podcast. Yes, I'm Morgan Knoll. I'm a registered holistic nutritionist over on Vancouver Island. And I happily see everyone across the globe as I work virtually. It was so cool to be able to connect with you through that Designs for Health lecture I did that was based on how we can clean our cells using autophagy and really bringing this nutritional piece into the picture. There are options, as you've mentioned, like using the Prolon kit, but there's also, you know, this need for people to have something that they can reuse, something that they can match to their flavor profile, so that something that we might think is uncomfortable and hard over 5 days can actually be really comfortable, really enjoyable, and affordable. And getting that, those tools into the hands of practitioners, I think there's such a big demand for that so that we can see our clients and patients get the benefits of the research that is, you know, not only 2023 research on these unreal results from having three consecutive fasting mimicking diets. But again, some research was just posted the other day, right, on the longevity piece of using fasting mimicking diets. So I'm excited to collaborate with you to put something together because of what I've seen in my own practice over the last year, how these protocols are changing lives for people, not only with weight loss resistance, but hormones, inflammation, stress tolerance. And I would love to see more people offering this to their patient population.
100%. So what is the fasting mimicking diet? First of all, I think it's really important to define. So I first started hearing about the fasting mimicking diet before Proline was available in Canada. And so this was like 2017. It was around the same time that I was writing my book. And I have a book on weight loss resistance, which most people here know. It's me, I don't talk about it very much because I'm such a typical entrepreneur where I like master a topic. Like weight loss resistance is not hard for me to treat anymore. I'm like, do this, pull this lever, boom, 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 and you're good. And so I don't talk about it as much anymore. And people actually give me shit for that all the time because they're like, why aren't you educating on this piece? I'm like, because it feels so easy. But one of the tools that I was using at that time was the early research, which was talking about hypocaloric events and all that kind of stuff and how to use it. And then Valter Longo has had his whole kind of book come out. I can't remember what year that was, but that definitely pushed it forward. And a lot of the research they started to do on MS and Hashimoto's and IBD. And so it was moving outside of that world of diabetes. And even since then, there's so much research. I was talking about that in my insulin intensive. There's so much research, even on 3-day events, not for autophagy, but for breaking out of cycles of fatty, like for fatty liver and for hyperinsulinemia and all those types of things. So essentially, this fasting mimicking diet, how I describe it to people, and how about we run this? I'll describe it how I describe it to patients, and then I'll get you to run like what they're talking about in the research in terms of macros and this, that, and the other thing. Because it's, yeah, we're just going to jam back and forth. These are the podcasts I love to listen to, anyways, where people just hang and jump in and jump out. But it's even interesting because there's been a lot of updated research on not just macros, but like the type of amino acids and the amount of valine and leucine and that triggering fasting, even inside less than 20 grams of protein. So that's what I mean by like, there's so many of these finesse pieces that I think patients and practitioners want to roll out these hypocaloric events. They want to do it in a safe way that promotes fat loss and that promotes like all, it promotes the benefits, the anti-inflammatory benefits, all of those things that we'll get into, but without triggering a starvation response, which I can't wait to talk about because that's my fave thing. But yeah, it's the fasting mimicking diet is essentially how we structure it. It's a 5-day, you go up to 7, so dang girl, but a 5 to 7 day hypocaloric event, I call it, that essentially triggers your body to be in a hormonal fasted state, even though you're fed, which we know can happen. This is why there's a huge difference between the glycemic index and the insulin index. Right? Insulin is a hormone of a fed state. So if you're eating foods that trigger fuel, but not a fed state hormone, then your body is going to still treat it as if it's fasting. You're going to go into lipolysis. You're going to go look for other protein sources in your body, which autophagy is part of that, right? You're going to trigger this experience. And it's funny, I always go back to my days as an obesity and immunology researcher. Just having too many nutrients in the body is toxic, right? Overnutrition, over being overnutriented, even not just over calorie, overnutriented is a huge issue in our society. And for certain people, and we were talking about this based on their genetics, having too much protein is a huge issue for them. They're overnutrienced in the protein category. There's a large category of people who are overnutrienced in the carbohydrate category. And we're just treating everything like it's one signal, right? And I'm like, calories is in my opinion, the least important signal in the body, right? There's like so many other signals. And we're not going to put this on camera because we're recording on a day where Morgan and I have our hair on the top of our heads, but like she's over there like bobbing. Yes. So from your perspective, like how do you run the fasting mimicking diet? How are you explaining it to people? Walk me through that and then we'll get into our own experiences with it.
Yeah. So just second that, while you were talking, Sarah, for people who are listening, my like neck is going to be out later because I was just like aggressively nodding and smiling up and down. Like I should really just hold a hand up to testify next time because it might be easier on my neck. But anyways, I always just, when I'm recording podcasts, I'm like, I don't want to interrupt the person. So I like to encourage them with a kind nod. Anyhow. Yeah. So when I'm talking to my clients, really, you know, you've got this 30 to 45 minutes that you're trying to tell someone, I am going to give you a very small amount of food over the next 5 days, and this is why. And so I don't want to get too technical with my clients, but I want them to understand autophagy. It's incredibly important. That is what we are after. So, you know, maybe in our bodies are designed to, you know, not be fed constantly. And there's this lie that got us into trouble that Dr. Sinclair talks about, and it's that we should eat when we're hungry. Not the case. And, you know, genetics gets us into several deeper layers of this, which we are going to include that information in our practitioner program. But for today, it's like, how do we give those cells a rest? Right. So I really want to help my clients give their cells a rest and get into autophagy. Now, what we're essentially doing is just like the title of it says, it's a fasting mimicking diet. So we want your body to think that you are fasting, but we want to use nutrition. Okay. There are a lot of people out there I've heard of that love these long water fasts, these 72 hours and longer. I am not those wanna people at all. And I don't know a lot of people who are. And actually, I really don't recommend most people, especially us women, do that. So we wanna use nutrition, but we all, at the same time as our body thinks it's fasted, because we want to get into autophagy. There's so many cool things about autophagy that draws me in. You know, there's the obvious, we're going to do extreme calorie restriction for 5, sometimes 7 days, as you mentioned, and that you're going to lose weight. You know, it's an obvious thing for the most person. And what I love using this with actually is for those of us, like I was originally, who are not losing weight, but doing everything right. Because when we get into autophagy, it gives us an opportunity to punch through that inflammation and to punch through those other maybe blood sugar things that have been getting in our way before. So I like to use it for that as well. Over the 5 days, I don't use ProLon kits with my clients. I really want them to reserve their funds, especially in economical times like a lot of people are in right now. I want them to use that money to do this consecutively, one fasting mimicking diet per month for 3 months to get that research from 2023. And I'll circle back to that. So I
those
want
kits as a reference are like $250.
Yeah. So then you're so looking
just
at
for people who are like, what does that mean? So you're looking at it being $750 for 3 months.
Exactly. And so if I'm wanting to run someone through the fasting mimicking diet, you know, consecutively for those 3 months, if I can save them the $750 by using, you know, the macros that were actually in the data. So like that amount of protein and taking into consideration the leucine, the BCAAs, things like that, and keeping the macros in line, you know, I can free up some funds to add some supplements in there that are going to support autophagy or, you know, focus on the genetic side of things to really enhance it. Yeah. So that's where, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and they get support, right? They're getting those other pieces. And we run into this. We use the fasting mimicking diet a lot at Advanced Women's Health. And the kids convenient, like to be completely honest, as someone with two kids and a business, It can be super convenient to just pour a soup into a container. And it was funny because prior to us talking, we had one of our staff members had went and took the macros and made a like outline, and it was just complicated. Like, you're like, okay, there's this and this. And so it just patients were like, no, that's overwhelming. So I'm just gonna do this kit. But if you can't have tomatoes, if you're sensitive to nut, like there's so many ingredients in those kits that make it a huge obstacle for a lot of our patients, right? So it was there was this huge category of people with digestive issues, and we're trying to use it to decrease the digestive inflammation, and we couldn't, right? There's people with histamine responses, and we couldn't. And so it's being able to customize and support that using different groups of food, right? And using whole foods based can be so helpful.
Yeah, and so that's exactly why I have two programs designed. So the first one is quick and easy protocol, pretty much. We're using leafy greens. Like, here's a salad recipe that you can do. We're using a protein powder to get the protein in. We're using electrolytes powder. So for someone who's really on the go, it can be made really fast, really inexpensively, and quick. Okay. And then we have people who, maybe you're on your second or third time. Maybe it's you're in the middle of winter and it's cold and you're not really digging a big cold salad or a cold shake. And we've got another one, which is the 5-day meal plan. And that has warm soups, warm, stir fries. It's got a few different salad recipes. So for me, it's about giving them, there's something for everyone here, right? If you want to do the ProLong kit because it's easier and you've got the dough, go for it. If you want to do something that is just easy, you can use things that are at home. I've got two different solutions for you. At the end of the day, I want everyone to get it. I also want to give them the tools so that even though we are going to be checking in on their progress along the way, I don't like it for my clients to feel like they can't be healthy without me holding their hand. I want them to have this information so that a year from now, when they come to me, and this is actually just starting to happen now, where I have people following up and they'll be like, "Hey, Morgan, I kind of fell off track with my genetics. I want to get in for a session with you, get back on track. I've prepped my body by doing one or two FMDs." And I'm like, "Thank goodness, that just clears so much away. Now we can get to work." So I really like it to be accessible for them. And along the way, we can tailor, supplements, measure traction and progress, of course, as we do.
Totally. And for me, I think I'm on the more extreme end of the situation. So when I first started experimenting with ProLon, it was way back in the day from a weight loss resistance perspective. And again, we didn't have the kits here. I had no support in structuring it. I got overwhelmed. I tried it once. I didn't like it, and I went forward. I was also writing a book and doing a pharmaceutical exam. So cortisol is probably a contributing factor to me not liking it. So then, cycling back, the kits came into Canada. Actually, I hadn't realized they came into Canada, but what I was dealing with was really significant endoflare. So I have endometriosis. It causes there, it manifests for me like I've always had painful periods. I've always been knocked out. I've always had to take Advil. Like, I remember when people would be like, oh, just take a little bit of ginger and Vitex for your period in medical school. And I was like, I'm gonna punch you. Like, I throw up every
Ew.
month, right? And like, at that point, I hadn't had a 10 centimeter endometrioma that was seen on my ovaries. So I was just had like painful periods and rocked on. To be honest, I was grateful for a period because I didn't have one for like 6 years. Alas, the reason I'm good at my job is because I had to fix myself. But coming into dealing with that inflammation, realizing what I was dealing with, doing everything I possibly could, because I had a small child, right? And this was right after I had Aiden that I started to experiment with it more. I was in a space where I was like, I can't be wiped out for a week to 2 weeks every month in severe pain. And so I did, this was probably, again, probably about 18 months ago, I did a ProLon kit. And I kid you not, my body changed. Like, people ask me, How do you maintain your health? Like, you run so many businesses, you have so much going on, you still seem so energetic. You know what I mean? You still don't look burnt out. You're connected with people, you're connected with your family. And part of it is because I take my blood sugar and my inflammation regulation seriously. Like, you and I were joking, we were sending each other pictures of what we ate on the Friday. And we were like, but like, as much as those days and things happen, I take that so seriously because that's my life, my energy, my job. But I honestly, 2023, I was one of the healthiest places I've ever been. And it's because my inflammation stress and my blood sugar stress was so under control. My pain, the first month I did Prolon, I didn't have to take Advil with my period. And I have done it honestly 8 to 9 times in the last 18 months. So that's why I say, like, I'm an extreme example of doing it, but the benefits for me are just next level. Like, the first cycle I did it was hard, and that's why we're walking people through and hand-holding practitioners through the first cycle that they do it, because like, I was gonna cut someone, didn't feel great. I hadn't, it made me realize that as quote unquote healthy as I was, I hadn't pushed my body to use its autophagy machinery. And so it
Yes.
really struggled to get there. And then the second cycle I did it, my energy was through the roof. I was bouncing out of bed at 5 a.m. I was so focused. Again, I had no period pain, right? Like, the weight loss is a side benefit for me specifically. But I just felt effing fantastic. And so now, like, even we were talking about this before, Morgan has been insanely patient with me because we have had our ass handed to us with illness. And I'm like, I just need a pro. Like, I'm just trying to pick a week where it will work because I know I feel it in my body. I feel more inflamed. I just feel puffy. I know, like, I felt ovulation last month and I was like, this is not going to be a great period because all of that inflammation is kicking up. So I think there's so much research, as we talked about earlier, on MS and autoimmune conditions and diabetes and those types of things. But there's also so many conditions where we underestimate the power of autophagy, endometriosis being one of them.
Yeah, and you mentioned so many great things just now. And the first thing I want to address is how, like, the first time you do it, yeah, get ready to be kind of angry for a lot of people. But this has a happy ending, right? So the first time I did the FMD, my hubby and I were calling it the effing miserable diet. We were like, this sucks. I hate it.
Love that.
But then, every day you wake up and you feel the results, and you feel the results a little bit more next time. And because that for it's all about that first time, and that's why it's so cool that we're really gonna walk this out with our practitioners, because it's all about the first time. The first time is kind of a wash because you're gonna be kind of irritated. You are learning what times to eat during the day that are gonna work for you. If you're going into it with some habits that aren't great, maybe some evening snacking or some like boozing too hard, then like it's gonna give you a bit of a like run for your money. Now, I'm just like you. I have certain signals in my body that tell me I need to get into autophagy. There's a few things for me, right? The weight loss resistance was a big thing as to why I started this. My weight would not shift. My stress and inflammation continued to undo everything, independent of me knowing how to do everything perfectly right and doing that. So this was the thing that broke that through for me. One of the most important things when it comes to weight loss, and I'm so passionate about this one because in my early 20s, I lost 100 pounds. And then for the next
I
10
didn't know
years,
that. We
yeah.
are twins. Gary was right.
I knew we were twins. That's why we bond. So yeah, I lost my 100 pounds, obviously in like so many unhealthy ways. And then over the next 10 years, I proceeded to what I call like just lose and gain the same 50 pounds over and over again until I, first of all, I learned my genetics, and that really helped me maintain an optimal weight because finally I knew like what I should eat that worked for my unique body. Okay, that's a win. But you know what was sitting around that I could never ever do anything about? were my empty fat cells. And those empty fat cells were just sitting around like waiting parcels. You going to Mexico for a week? We're here, buddy. We are gonna fill right up on you, right? They're just sitting and waiting to fill up. But when my diet was good, they were filling up with toxins, inflammation, and it was making me sick. I wasn't detoxing properly. And that's when we see people, they lose weight, but they feel like crap after. And so when our body gets into autophagy, it's going to recognize those empty fat cells that would be just sitting parcels usually, and it's going to get rid of them. This is the only way, other than liposuction, that we can actually get rid of those old fat cells. So I like to use this with my people who are losing a lot of weight. If you have 100 pounds to lose, every 20, 30 pounds, I'm putting an FMD in there so that we can make sure their body is actually getting rid of those cells, because I don't want them to get into this like weight loss flu picture. The other thing that you mentioned that is super important is the inflammation side, understanding when your body needs it again. I have had, throughout my pregnancy, major wrist injuries from a previous car accident. I've had several surgeries on my wrist. Both of them actually. And so, of course, never really bothered me until I had a child. Yay, everyone else has that same story, right? And then everything hurts and is inflamed. And now I've actually not moved forward with an additional two surgeries on my wrist, because the moment they get super frozen on me, they start to throb at night and that pain is keeping me up. That's my signal that my body needs to clean out those inflammatory cells. I do an FMD, and by day two, usually, or three, I have virtually zero pain in my wrist. And because of these results, I'm like you. I'm so jazzed up to do my FMDs. It's almost like a high now. Like my last FMD, I was sharing on my stories, and it was like day two. The other thing is, the more we do it, right, our bodies get into autophagy faster, because now what we've done is activate those longevity genes, those sirtuins, like the other things that were like, we need these turned on. Now they're on. So we are like super energized. Mental clarity. I feel more like myself than I have in years when my body is in autophagy. So, getting our practitioners to learn this and to know where we have gone wrong and where we have gone right and how it's going to end and stuff. And then having that confidence, because people will learn how to implement FMDs and start putting their patients through it. And then their patients have a first, a crummy first experience. And then they lose their confidence in implementing these programs. And you and I are going to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm giving them all my practice program links. So, like, that's worth the money in its own. I'm giving you these programs that you can customize to your program and get these off the road right away. And you're bringing in a piece that, like, really gets me excited with the insulin sensitivity, the HRV, things that we've talked about that I've now since learned from you through taking your insulin intensive course, and like all of these things where I'm just like, whoa, like she is gonna bring this like next level to this program.
And I think that's the beautiful thing, right? We bounce off of each other. Like when you were talking about the genetics on like how to decide if someone needs 5 versus 7 days, it's like, where's my 23andMe data? You know what I mean? Like, what is that gonna look like? But one thing when you were saying, I wanted to point out and talk about, which I think is really important, as I was thinking, there is no blood test for autophagy. There is no blood test that says your sirtuins are activated. This is what your mTOR is looking like. You know what I mean? This is when you're in autophagy and when you're not. And so, for anyone who's sitting there and listening, I have perfect inflammatory markers. And I was in a state of chronic inflammation because there's so many alternative inflammation pathways. And like I always say, when people talk about stress, and you guys have heard me say this on the podcast 1,000 times, right? There are multiple sources of stress. There's inflammation stress, right? There is blood sugar stress. Blood sugar dysregulating your blood sugar is the first way to cause a stress response in the body. Then we have nutrient deficiency stress and nutrient excess stress. We have oxidative stress, right? That's going to cause. Then we have, and like there's other pieces, there's 5 to 7 causes of disease. each one of those is causing a stress response, and only one of those is mental emotional stress. So when people say, how do you handle so much? It's because all of my other stressors are dialed in. So my mental, emotional, I don't even call it stress. Like obviously some weeks I want to throw a punch someone, I'm stressed. But from that standpoint, like I don't even call what the majority of my life looks like stress. I call it pressure or a load. It's an allostatic load. My body can respond to it because I'm not in blood sugar chaos. I am not nutrient devoid. I'm not in a state of chronic inflammatory responses. And when I am, I feel like shit. So then I take action in the way that I know how, which has now become this lever to pull. And working with so many professional women, right, who cannot afford for 1 to 2 weeks of their month to not be productive because of menstrual cycle inflammation, because of other inflammation, right? They cannot afford to lose confidence because they have to stand up on a stage of 500 people and they don't feel confident in their body and it comes across in their message and then people don't take it as seriously, right? And again, similar to you, Morgan, I've talked about this on here before, but like I used to be 100 pounds heavier than I am now. And I was healthier then, quote unquote, you know what I mean? Like I was at the gym every day. I was eating perfectly. Like I was doing what I was told I should be doing according to Weight Watchers and every other diet I ever tried. And it's funny looking back, the only diet that ever worked for me was the cabbage soup diet. I don't know if you remember that.
I when, sure do.
Right? Like our moms would make this huge bucket of cabbage soup and it was literally just vegetables and that's what you were supposed to eat for 5 days. And then at the end, you would add protein back to it and all these things. And that was the only thing that ever worked for me. And
autophagy.
So exactly. It makes so much sense, right? Yeah. So my insulin at this point in my life, like obviously, if I go rogue, it'll go rogue. But my insulin, when I do my insulin glucose challenge test, it's pretty on point. My inflammation is on point. And even with that, I still knew my body wasn't okay. And autophagy, again, like we use berberine, like it's going out of business, and resveratrol and all of these things that when you look deep down at their core, what are they doing? They are triggering autophagy. They're going down sirtuin pathways. Now imagine how powerful those tools can be when you actually have the nutritional state to trigger that. And I think the reason why we're so passionate about it is because our lives and so many of our patients' lives are better because of that. Like I don't think I could have handled the expansion of 2023. With Advanced Women's Health, like the clinics, I don't think I could have handled it if I didn't have FMT on my side.
Oh, completely. Yeah, completely. And you know, our patients and clients really want this right now. You don't have to look far. I mean, hashtag autophagy, hashtag longevity. Go on PubMed, look up longevity, see all the latest research. I mean, they're doing research right now. There's a scientist named Anna Marie Cuervo. She is right now about to publish research that when you get old mice into autophagy, they live 35% longer. We need to have this tool. We have a really cool new patient that's coming to the door right now, and they don't have a long list of health complaints, but they do want to live forever. They don't want to add years to their life. They want to add life to their years. And we now have a solution for that rather than looking at a ton of protocols that we've all learned at seminars along the way, wondering what is this whole longevity question mark. We now have dietary structure that is going to support them, additional supplement recommendations. And yeah, you're right. We can't do blood work for autophagy, but we can certainly look at the markers that you're going to teach us, like the HRV, like blood sugar markers. Like these are things, tangible things that we can really help measure people and give them that feedback that, hey, you're on track. You're on track on this whole longevity thing. So focusing on, you know, the recent research, having a plug and play nutritional program and having metrics to actually give that feedback to your patients and clients that this is working. I mean, you and I both know anyone who does the FMD, you can feel it's working. You don't need any type of feedback, but we need that expertise, right? We are all in this business because all of us innately need to know everything about everything, right?
To qualify that statement, not, I think between you and I, we've done this probably thousands of times on people. Not everyone gets better. So what the hell do you say to someone when they've just fasted for 5 days and they come in and they're like, this whole 8 to 15 pound conversation is not cute. I did not lose any weight. I felt awful the whole time. I was hypoglycemic. I hated my life. It's like, how do you answer that question? I think that's the other piece that we would never pull into, like you never pull troubleshooting into a program for patients because you don't want to give them the trouble to then shoot. And so, but that from a practitioner standpoint, there's so many of those pieces, right? Like my team, we have clinical rounds every day. So that means we meet every day to go through challenging cases and learn new things. And inevitably, every once in a while, someone's like, okay, why didn't this work? You know what I mean? Like, what information can we take from this to help this patient who has, like, I have a patient, her HbA1c is 6 to 6.5. And again, like I'm not here to tell someone what their body size should be. Her goal is to lose 80 pounds. I think from a health perspective, it's probably realistic. She will max lose 2 pounds on a prolon or a fasting mimicking diet. So we've had to do a ton of work to get those obstacles out of the way and like really look into why a body won't release weight, right? And I think those are the pieces that as practitioners, you're right. Like if you're going to ask someone to do something, you one, I always say, I will not do a diet that I have not asked a patient to do. So I think that's really important to take on. If you can't tell someone how you felt the first time and then how you felt the second, third time, they're not going to trust you, right? It sounds out of integrity.
Yeah.
And from that perspective, then again, to have that confidence, that's what comes with mentorship. That's what comes with all of these things. So yeah, it's super powerful.
Yeah, totally. And like you're mentioning, we are going to troubleshoot those issues. And, you know, even if we find in our own practices that, hey, 90% of the time, this is going to be a home run, that's not good enough for us. That's not the type of care we want to give to people. We want to know the 10%, right? And so where you and I actually are kind of like this super duo is I'm like, hey guys, these genetics are going to get in the way. And this is why you might need to do 7 days. And this is why actually the protein macros were 20 grams, but I need you to pop that person down to 16 grams. And with you with heart rate variability, you know, blood sugar piece, we're really saying this is exactly how you run through this program. Here are all the attachments. So we've actually done the program for you. So it's ready to use in your practice. And then third, these are the things that could go wrong. And here is a template of your go-to solutions. I mean, that I wish somebody gave this to me like a year ago when I first started doing this all myself. But, you know, like everything in my life, I always say, okay, we'll chalk this up to being relatable because I always have to go through the shit myself to figure it out. So you're welcome, everyone.
That's my favorite. I am not forever using that.
Yeah.
So to wrap this up. Exactly. So to wrap this up, I want to do a couple things. One, we are going to do this program multiple rounds for practitioners. It's something we're so passionate about that we will do it a few times a year. So if this is after April, because this is when we're doing the first beta round, if it's after April, you want information, hit me up or Morgan up. She's Feed Your Genes. I'm Dr. Sarah ND. Yeah, Dr. Sarah _ ND. Is that what my, I don't even know my own Instagram, everyone. You'll find me, but hit us up or send me an email. But from that perspective, I want to know, what are you, to wrap this up, the top three things that excite you about FMD for yourself and your clients in the next year? Like, what do you think we're going to see? Where do you think you're going to use it the most? What does that look like? And then I'll do the same.
Okay, I really like it for my stubborn weight population. They're doing everything right and it is not budging. So I really like it for them. I love it for people who have had like a rough go in with their inflammatory response in regards specifically to like post injuries or just genetically predisposed to being more inflamed, and needing that detoxification support as well. And the third thing is honestly like really starting to become one of my favorite people right now are these clients who come to me and they're like, no, I feel great. But I think I'm only 80% there. I listened to all the podcasts. I'm into this whole longevity thing. I need you to help me get that extra 20%. Those people didn't always come to us before. So it's really kind of like igniting this fire in me to work with them. So I'm really seeing the next year, drawing more of those people in.
That health span over lifespan conversation, 100%.
Yeah.
It's so key. We were
Yeah.
actually talking about like microdosing a variety of different people for this. And that
Which
was
are
like one of the
interesting.
things. And it was funny, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about microdosing nicotine. And the person had their back up like super hard. And one of the guys was like, okay, well, health span over lifespan. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm gonna have better health in this period of time, and I might live 2 years less than you, I would much rather that. So I think that relates back to this because it's like, why do we have to choose? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Why can't you have focus and energy and also reduce your biological age? I'm going to be 29 forever, obviously. So I might as well keep doing FMD.
Same
So from my top three, endometriosis, I think, is a huge area that is untapped here. You literally have endometrial-like cells in areas that shouldn't be there. Hello, autophagy, right? You need your body to go around and hunt those things down and pull it out. So that's a big one for me. I'm finding a lot of great success in people with chronic fatigue, like viral fatigue, whether that's chronic
Yeah.
fatigue syndrome, myalgic encephalomyelitis, post-viral fatigue. I think, again, what I've come to appreciate, and it's funny because endo has a huge viral component to it, but the viruses trigger immune pathways. And I always say the immune system will always be smarter than us. That's the intention. It has to
Yes.
outsmart everything. It has to outsmart the bugs coming in. It has to outsmart everything. So we will never fully understand the immune system in the research ever. And whenever something like that happens, I'm always looking to, where can I apply supplements and nutrition that's going to allow that to improve, even if I can't measure it, which gives me anxiety because I want to. But those two are big populations, endo, post-viral fatigue. And another one, obviously not when someone's in an IVF, IUI, or currently pregnant, but that unexplained infertility. We have a lot
Yes.
of unexplained infertility coming into our office these days. That is a topic for another conversation. I actually talked about it in one of the last podcasts. There's huge issues with that right now, but
Agree.
allowing those people to have the aspects of their immune system that we can't modify. Like, sure, you can give someone prednisone and tacrolimus and ASA, like all of these things to help to support their immune system, but I think autophagy-based research is going to become a huge area in fertility. And so those are, I think people often think about fatty liver and cardiovascular disease, and there's so much more that we can be doing. And again, I think for me, I love the fact that nutrition can be a huge part of that, right? It doesn't have to be all supplements and meditation and all these things, right? I don't meditate regularly, but like you can still get mental clarity and all these other pieces using nutrition, which is super powerful.
Yeah, I'm the same. I literally was just looking last week. I posted about this that I was accessing data on how, meditation turns on 90% of our genes into their positive position. And I was like, dang it. I was like, okay. So I'm going to add meditation, but honestly, like I'm all
The
about
top
finding the
12.
cheats in life as like a businesswoman who's also a parent to a toddler. I'm always like, what's the fastest, quickest way to get the same results? So I'll do an FMD and maybe one day, and I really truly hope one day I have a meditation practice daily, but right now for me to, access those longevity genes, I'm doing the FMD all the way.
Yeah, like I was literally like, okay, if I buy a PEMF mat with this light frequency and this infrared and this temperature, and then I meditate for 5 minutes, will I get the benefits of 30? And then I'll jump in my cold plunge.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're that person. I hear you, and you can do it. But
Yes.
anyways, thank you, Morgan, for coming on. So much fun chatting. Usual. I hope you guys learned so much because so many questions have come in about FMD and like what people think about it versus we talk about it. And I know you guys love a good podcast, so I'm super stoked for everyone to get to dive into this and learn more.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Of course. All right. If you guys loved this episode, share it, tag us. Yeah, pass it along to your colleagues. This is honestly a tool we're so passionate about getting out there. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys on the other side. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, I would love a review because that is how more people find out about us and ultimately get well. If you are a medical practitioner and you're interested in taking one of my courses to learn how to implement these research strategies, see naturopathicmentorship.com. If you're a patient, we have a couple of options. I can try to hook you up with one of my trained practitioners. Or alternatively, if you have a practitioner you love, I do offer one-on-one consults about your case to support that practitioner in learning further. For more information on these strategies, see the show notes. And finally, if you just want to keep in touch, I am always active on Instagram and Facebook, and I look forward to connecting with you there. Have a great day and be well.